This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Cameron Art Museum has a monthly family art program called Kids at CAM. This month, the program is more like Festival at CAM. It's this Saturday, and it's called Summer Rollout. Here's Georgia Mastruini, Director of Youth and Family Education at the museum.
We have an event called Kids at CAM that happens once a month on Saturdays, and it's a family-driven event where we invite children and their parents to come to the museum, participate in art projects. We often work with guest artists, and in this case, we're doing a very large version of Kids at CAM to include the introduction of all of the museum school's summer programming.
We'll hear details from Georgia in just a moment. Donna Moore, the museum school director at the Cameron Art Museum, says the summer workshops for adults are shorter to accommodate people's vacation schedules. Donna said students of all ages are involved in art workshops for various reasons, some people waiting until retirement to begin.
A lot of our students are older, and a handful of students come to the school because they've had a change in their life. And they actually look to art as healing at times. It's a focus that allows you to process whatever's gone on for you in your life. And you can immerse yourself in it, and you end up with a product and an experience and hopefully the desire to continue that. I don't believe in that phrase, you know, oh, well, I don't have any talent. I can't possibly learn to draw or learn to paint. That's just not the case. I mean, yeah, there are probably people who lean towards being able to do something very well, but that doesn't mean someone who has had a completely different career for their lifetime, who has had a desire, that's what matters, that you want to do it and that you try to do it.
The Cameron Art Museum has camps, classes, and workshops for children as young as 5 years old. Working with clay might be the most popular art activity for young people.
Across the board, the kids love clay. I think it's messy and it's visceral, and they can build something that really begins to take shape and just make something large and make something crazy. And one of the activities we'll do to kind of loosen the kids up sometimes before we do a clay activity is just to give them basically like Play-Doh. And each child gets to be the teacher for 2 minutes, and they decide what everybody in the class is going to make, and they quickly make their octopus or their dragon or whatever, and then you squish it up and you start again. So there's also a lot of fun in that. It's not permanent. They can mess up and try again and mess up and try again.
So that gets them psychologically prepared.
Yeah.
This Saturday at the Summer Rollout, clay is on the menu, plus a whole lot more. Here are those details from Georgia.
We have so many things happening on that day. Music by Zach Hanner, music by Luis Pascual and Ron Wilson, two face painters, family yoga, flower crowns with Stephanie Stokely, a tomato planting exercise, printmaking with Topher Alexander, clay with Renato Abadi, an origami demonstration by Mitzi Ito, artist Todd Kerrigan doing outdoor painting with all of the children, an art display, and a library book sale.
This is the Cameron Art Museum's Summer Rollout this Saturday from noon to 3 o'clock with art activities and the introduction of summer programming for youth and adults. Our guests, Georgia Mastruini and Donna Moore, will both be there. Find details at whqr.org.